This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On the one hand, there is a romantic popular image of paleontologists, adventurers who track down spectacular dinosaur bones. And then there is the more everyday reality, people looking for ancestors of smaller animals, such as squirrels or mice. Well, some of those fossil hunters recently stumbled on something in South America that had them rubbing their eyes in disbelief. It was the nearly complete skeleton of a gigantic rodent. Before NPR's Christopher Joyce fills us in on the details, we should warn listeners who suffer an irrational fear of rodents to turn their radios down.
Okay, the first thing you should know about this rodent is, yes, it has great big teeth, 6 inches long. And it's bigger than the man who identified it. Much bigger. Marcelo Sanchez is that lucky man.
Using the best available data, we established that this animal was, you know, around 700 kilos.
That's over 3/4 of a ton.
So it's more than 10 times the size of the largest living rodent.
This giant rodent's closest relatives are the South American capybara and the pacarana, whose Latin name means terrible mouse. But not to worry. The rodent, possibly as long as 10 feet, lived about 8 million years ago in northern Venezuela. Rodents are gnawing animals. This one probably ate grass. Scary? Well, maybe cuddly is a better word.
You know, if you want a picture of what this animal looked like, then think of an enlarged guinea pig the size of a horse.
I'm trying to do that and having a hard time.
Well, believe me, I thought about this for some time, and I sometimes do as well.
So do other mammal experts.
It's pretty stunning. Certainly, I hadn't expected anything remotely this size.
That's R. McNeil Alexander, Emeritus Professor of Zoology at Britain's Leeds University.
But then when you think about it again, maybe we should be asking instead, why not have a rodent this size?
Why not indeed? The rodentia are the most numerous mammals. If evolution gave us a 3/4 ton guinea pig once, well, the imagination reels at the possibilities.
Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Alas, a world where mighty rodents held sway must remain a cartoon fantasy. Alexander points out that giant rodents probably had a fatal flaw. A guinea pig, as big as a horse, would have to stand up straight-legged. Bent legs could not support that weight. But the fossils show this giant rodent didn't have a runner's legs and hooves. Rodents are generally designed for burrowing.
If you're small, you're going to try to escape down a burrow. Whereas if you're big, well, there aren't going to be burrows big enough. You're going to have to escape by running. And it may be the reason that there are very, very few big rodents is simply that they're not as good at escaping predators as antelopes and so on are.
South America was once home to a lot of very large creatures. Some of the biggest dinosaurs, the elephant-sized giant sloth, and huge crocs, which probably dined on this biggest known rodent. Finding it has put Marcelo Sanchez, an Argentinian who's now at the University of Tübingen in Germany, into the record books, as well as this week's issue of the journal Science. As a paleontologist, he's proud, sort of.
Well, hopefully that we will find some even larger rodents, so I will be soon forgotten for that. But I mean, I guess if I had to be remembered for anything, then there could be worse things than that.
Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.